Fun 107, Michael Gazelle and Michaela, and it's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight, and today we shine that spotlight on Walt's Mobile Closet, and we've got the founder and executive director here, Whitney Tully, joining us this morning. Hi, Whitney.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
So tell us about Walt's.
Walt's is a nonprofit organization. We're based in New Bedford, but we serve the South Coast. We provide free clothing to people in need. So we partner with agencies and organizations. We'll go to a pantry. We'll set up a pop-up shopping, and people will shop for free, take what they need. Food pantries, homeless shelters, family resource centers. And then we also work with these same agencies on individual requests. Somebody from an agency will call and say, hey, I've got a guy. He's living in the woods. He needs some jeans, some boots, a winter coat. We'll pack up a bag and get those goods to him.
And the quality of items that you guys accept and then are able to donate out there is awesome.
We are super lucky. We get what we call the good stuff.
Yeah.
And people absolutely appreciate getting really good quality clothing.
You have an upcoming event for women in particular, and you are looking to distribute things beyond clothing.
So this is the Essential Women's event. It supports underserved women in our communities. Walt's will be there with our usual clothing setup of casual and career clothing. We're going to have jewelry. We're going to have bras. We're going to have toiletries, makeup, all kinds of good stuff. We are also going to be distributing purses that will be filled with self-care items.
Wow.
So we are looking for donations of really good purses from women in the community. Purses that are clean and in good condition, because these women absolutely appreciate having a really nice handbag. And then we'll also have loads of other community resources at this event that support underserved women for domestic violence, food insecurity, health care, child care, you name it. We'll have those services available for them. Any underserved women is welcome to attend this event. April 12th at the New Bedford YMCA Gymnasium.
And who do you service, like demographically speaking? Is it young kids? Is it older folks? Is it kind of run the gamut, men, women, teens?
Right now, we service adults only.
Okay.
We are looking to expand into children's clothing because there is such a need for it.
If there's somebody out there listening and they say, boy, I really could use some of this clothing, what should they do?
We work by agency referral only. So they'll need to contact a social service agency in the area, talk to them, and we can get them hooked up.
What do you love most about your role with Walt's?
I love seeing somebody who's living on the street and he comes to one of our events and gets a awesome winter coat and he puts it on and the smile, I'm going to be warm this winter. Mm. I've heard that many times. We've had tears. We've had hugs.
What are you in most need of right now?
We are always in need of men's jeans, men's sneakers, men's clothing. It's very difficult to get all the time. We're looking for men's jeans, men's t-shirts, men's sneakers.
This is a great reminder for those of us who are very fortunate to maybe have multiples of things. Take a look around in your closet, in the dresser drawers. Go through your items and see if you've got some things that can be donated. That's
Please
wonderful.
Do. You'll be helping some people in need.
And where are your donation bins?
We have our primary donation bin is at the Gleason YMCA in Wareham. Mm-hmm. We have bins inside the lobby. You can also drop off at the Marion Council on Aging on Route 6 in Marion, inside at the front desk. And then a retail shop in Carver called Refillable at 160 North Main Street.
Tully, founder and executive director at Walt's Mobile Closet. Thank you for the great work you do.
Thanks, guys. Have an awesome day.
It's the South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.